On behalf of Mr. Lawrence Burke, President of Berklee College of Music, my fellow administrators and faculty members, and members of the Board of Trustees, I wish to welcome all of you, our guests and friends, to this graduation ceremony. I'd like to remind everyone that the buffet luncheon for graduates and guests will be held immediately following the ceremony in the Charter Room, which is on the lower level of this building. The proceedings are now called to order. The career of today's principal speaker, who will also receive the honorary degree of Doctor of Music, has alternated constantly between two roles. He joined the Boston Symphony Orchestra under Serge Koussevitzky as a violinist in 1938, but he was also active as a conductor before that time, as he has been since, at the Pops, the Esplanade, and with his Symphony Hall Youth Concerts, a series which he initiated in 1959. He was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, graduated from the New England Conservatory of Music, and his talents won him a scholarship at the Hochschule für Musik in Berlin, where he spent 2 years. He's appeared in chamber music concerts as a member of the Boston Fine Arts String Quartet and the Boston Sinfonietta. He's been conductor of the Providence, Rhode Island Civic Symphony, and he's currently the conductor of the youth concerts at Symphony Hall. This season's youth concerts included a presentation of a piece which was written especially for the series by Phil Wilson of the Berklee College faculty, entitled Earth Children. He's also an assistant conductor of the Boston Pops and Esplanade orchestras. He's a commentator for the noted Boston Symphony Open Rehearsals and author of a book of notable anecdotes about musicians. He's traveled to many parts of the world with his close friend Danny Kaye, whom he serves as a musical mentor by preparing Mr. Kaye for numerous conducting assignments with symphony orchestras. In 1966, he was created a Chevalier in the Order of Arts and Letters of the French government, and he recently received a certificate of honor from the National Conference on the Humanities, and that was for his distinguished contribution to humanistic education. It's with genuine pleasure that I present Mr. Harry Ellis Dixon.
Yeah.